My name is Oliver Queen. After 5 years on a hellish island, I have come home with only one goal: to save my city. But to do so, I can't be the killer I once was. To honor my friend's memory, I must be someone else. I must be something else. Previously on Arrow.
This one's no longer of use to us.
Wait, he could still be useful.
She's right. Once we get rid of his friends, we'll need him to lead us to the graves.
You're going back to the island?
Look, you already lost your dad. Your mom, she's still here, and I'm sure she'd love to see you.
I'm not going to that prison. It's the only way I know how to hurt her. I don't want to hate you, but I can't.
I didn't think that there were secrets kept between us. Mom, what are you hiding now?
Oh, what's up, y'all? It is Mike Pierce, a.k.a. Mike the Movie Guy, along with my co-host, DJ Wicked.
What's up, everybody?
It is that time. It's Two Guys and One TV, where we sit down and talk about Arrow, the CW hit series that airs every Wednesday night. And, of course, today is Thursday, the 21st of November. Thanksgiving holidays is just around the corner. But tonight, we're going to talk about last night's episode of Arrow. Now, the episode was called State versus Queen. And the cool thing is, before I even start, Wicked, as you can see here on our desk, we have two emails.
That's nice.
See? You're happy. I saw you.
Yeah.
You like that.
I like when people like get interactive with us. I mean, it keeps the show, like, I guess, hot.
There you go. There you go. So we got one from Jesus, dysfunctional.com. He is a blogger contributor to iWatchMike.com, which is my blog. And he is a fan. I did not know he's a fan like you. So he started writing me all this stuff. I was like, what? So we're going to talk about this later. Also, big shout-outs to our friend Anna out there from Sydney, Australia. She's actually a writer, blogger for the VRO.com, and she actually recaps and does stuff for Arrow and the Tomorrow People. And she actually sent her stuff in and her feelings about everything, so we're going to talk about that throughout the show.
Cool.
Normally, I read the emails before, but there's a lot of stuff going on in this episode, so I'm just going to bring her up. But we're trying to get her actually on the show, but she's in Australia. And right now I looked at what we're doing here in Texas, and it's like 4:30 in the morning over in Sydney.
Yeah, I mean, we need to figure something out.
I know. She's a fan. And the crazy thing is she said that she would get up before to go to work. So I'm trying to figure out if we do it, because she wants to, like, she really wants to, like, get up, do the show, go back to bed, and then get back up to work. I think the best thing for her to do, Anna, is to kind of best wake up, do the show, get your coffee, get in the shower, and then go to work. Kick off your day just like that. It'd be awesome, right? What do you think, Wicked?
Yeah, that's a good idea.
I know. I'm just excited for her because I really wanted to be a part of the show.
Yeah.
And we're just going to try to make it happen. So let's just get into it. The episode, like I said earlier, State versus Queen, we kind of knew about this last week. It's got to be Mom inside court and all her drama. Pretty much the episode kicks off where we see a six-month flashback, and Mora, I call her Mom, is pretty much admitting to everybody on the camera that, everybody, leave the Glades. I'm destroying the Glades with Malcolm Merlin's help. And so she's pretty much admitting all that stuff. And then we see the Count, who loves his drug, Vertigo. He's a supervillain in Arrow, and he's actually in his cell. With all the earthquake stuff going on right now, he is able to escape. And I realized he walks by also the Dollmaker. Did you notice that?
Yeah, he did.
And this whole time that we've been thinking that the city's been safe, this was 6 months ago. These guys have been, been out and about doing his thing.
Yeah. Makes you think, like, who else escaped?
Who else escaped? Who else did the Dollmaker let out? So then we see this flashback of today, and of course we see Oliver and Thea on the way to court, and they're getting bombarded by press, and of course Laurel's like, they shouldn't be the ones in going through all this. The mom's the one who's in trial. And of course the assistant district attorney throws down a bomb on Laurel and pretty much says that he's got a trump card that's pretty much going to just totally seal Mom's fate. And so we don't know what's going to happen just yet, but we know something's up. Could you tell that if you were the district attorney, would you allow Laurel to work on this case?
I mean, like, it's kind of, I don't know.
I guess, okay, by the look on your face, I'm thinking you're going the route of, Yeah, because she knows all the ins and outs. She could slam and close his case.
Yeah, because she knows what gets to the family. She's been with him for years, so she knows like what ticks them off. Like, you know how to make them angry, work them up to where they say something stupid.
Right, and that's and I can see that. My problem is that I think she still has the hots for Oliver.
Yeah.
And that's gonna cloud her judgment. As we see in this episode, she goes and warns Mom not to get on the stand. So I don't know. I don't know if Laurel is really more hurting this case or helping. I don't know. You're for, I'm against. I don't know. So then all of a sudden we get a flashback. Flashback on the island, and then we got the evil man leading his Jamaican pirates. I can't remember the evil doctor's name, but I just know he's an evil man, and he's leading Oliver to the plane where they're trying to find the arrowhead that has this message for the Japanese's bodies and whatever. And of course, that's when they walk up to the plane and Shadow and Slater in there, and they shoot bullets in there, and we all think that they're going to be dead, and of course, they're not.
Yeah, and by the way, that was Professor Ivo.
Professor Ivo, there it is. Let me write that down. Professor Ivo, you gotta jump in. I could. That's why I have Evil Man. You see right there. So then, once we see that, it flashes out of there, and then we see that Diggs is trying to help out as much as he can with Oliver and Thea at the court, but you can tell he's sick. Now, when you saw him with those flu symptoms, did you think it was vertigo right away?
Yeah, I did.
You did.
Yeah.
See, I just thought. I guess when I was watching, I was like, okay, he's sick. But then I immediately started thinking, how did he get sick? And, I mean, and as we see soon in this episode, I just got to say, I was very high-five-ish to the writers. I was very satisfied on how they spread this. Because I was trying to, honestly, I don't know about you. For me, I had no clue how vertigo was spreading.
Yeah.
Did you know?
Well, I mean, Felicity kind of gave it away when she asked him about the flu shot.
Right.
So it kind of, like...
Yeah.
You have to inject yourself. So.
And I was thinking that, and when she said that, I was thinking, okay, that could be it, but I'm wondering if they did, that's a pretty smart idea, how you get people sick. So
you saw how he was having chills and, like,
yeah.
He had the shakes and stuff. That's actually called DNO, DT. You actually get that, like...
I hear you, when you get the flu shot, you actually get sick.
Well, no, and that's not from the flu shot. It's when you, like, I guess the drug is leaving your system, you start getting, like, shakes. It's called the DTs. It's like, as soon as you get off, like, alcohol and stuff...
Right. Oh, I know that.
People
get the shakes.
They go through DTs.
Withdrawals, almost,
yeah.
Kind of like.
Yeah.
Ah, see, and people, if you didn't know internet, Wicked, you're a firefighter.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
You went to firefighter school,
yeah.
And now you're a DJ.
Yeah.
But you know, that's the reason why you know this stuff.
Yeah.
I don't want people thinking that you're like going online and you're like, hey, so you learned that too? No, that would be me, guys. That would be me. I wouldn't know. So then we got this stuff, and we know that poor Diggs is sick, and he's told by Oliver to leave, of course he doesn't. Want to put up with it and everything else. So while they're at court, of course, Diggs shows up at the office, and immediately right when he walks in the office, of course, we see the beautiful Felicity, and I see her, and I love her. And, of course, there's something playing on the screen of the computer, right?
Yeah.
And I know that you have something you want to share with everybody right now, right?
Yeah.
Go for it.
They say the Star Labs particle accelerator will be turned on right on schedule.
Aha! So when I heard that, because now I'd be looking on these shows, I'd be looking for these little hints, they'd be some of it. When I heard that, and I thought, okay, I wrote it down, Star Labs Particle Accelerator will be turned on as scheduled. And I put, what? Right there. I immediately started thinking, accelerator, fast, I'm thinking the Flash.
Yeah.
Now, when you heard that, did you get a little tingle in your pants? Because you were like, yay, another superhero!
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, like, it's cool when they do that.
Now, let me ask you a question, though. Okay, so you got. I mean, it's obvious that Flash is coming in to the picture soon. And the Flash has really super powers. Like, he can run super fast.
Yeah. He runs so fast that he actually can manipulate, like, time.
Right.
So
what about Arrow? Arrow doesn't have any superpowers.
Doesn't.
It's kind of like that video I showed you. Remember I showed you the Superman and Batman video on YouTube? And Superman wants to work with Batman. Batman's like, why do you want to work with me? I have no superpowers.
Yeah.
So how do you think Arrow's going to feel that he has no superpowers? Because even like we talked about it last week with Red Arrow, with Roy.
Yeah.
Doesn't he get... I mean, you said something about it, like he gets shot with something.
Well, he injects himself.
So he gets superpowers.
Yeah, eventually.
So Arrow's not going to have any superpowers. Or does Arrow get superpowers in the comics?
I don't think he does.
So Arrow's just going to be a regular dude.
Yeah, he's going to be a Batman.
Poor Arrow. So yeah, I'm excited. And of course, that's the first hint of the Flash now online. I know everybody...
There was actually two hints.
Well, this is the first one, right?
Well, the reporter that was given the
You
the
didn't
story.
Get to that part yet. Which part?
She was actually talking about the particle accelerator, whatever.
The reporter was?
Yeah. Her name is Bethany Snow. She's in the comics.
Oh, the one that's on the screen, the news reporter. Okay, and Bethany Snow?
She's in the comics with Flash.
And
one of the characters.
So she knows. Okay, so I'm sure we're going to start seeing more of her.
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Oh, interesting. Okay, so my first hint, of course, was the accelerator mention. And then the second hint that you saw was that reporter is actually friends with Flash. She's involved with Flash.
Yeah.
I got it now. And, of course, we see, and I know some of y'all out there are like, hey, that's old news. I know it's old news. It's all over the internet that Flash is coming. I can think of the guy that he was in Glee. Actually, I can't remember his name, but he's going to be Flash, which I'm really excited to see. Rumor has it. December 4th, of course, that's when Arrow comes back because of the Thanksgiving holidays. We're going to get introduced to him, and I think it's not until the second episode, which is going to be part two of the mid-season finale, is where he gets his super fast speed. So, let's see. Let's get back. Diggs, of course, while all that crap's going on in the news, Diggs shows up. He's talking to Felicity, and she's kind of like saying, you look like crap. And all of a sudden, Diggs falls down on the ground. Not feeling good at all. And of course, we all know that something's going on. We don't know what happens. And then we see Vertigo, the evil dude, the Count. And then we see him walking, I guess, meeting up with this doctor. And I guess this doctor is supposed to be the blue truck main guy.
Yeah.
I'm assuming. And he pretty much tries to bribe or kind of blackmail the Count. And paying him more money, and of course, the Count's like, bam. Now let me ask you a question, and maybe I don't know this, and I'm trying to figure out the Count, the stuff that he has in his Vertigo. Is he killing people, or is he just getting them addicted to the drug?
He's getting them addicted to the drug.
Okay, so that's like, all he's just pushing heroin in the person's body.
Yeah, you get hooked on the first one.
And then the way you get the antivirus or the serum or whatever.
Yeah, but you gotta keep taking it the way he made it. So you get the cure, then you got to keep taking the cure.
So you're telling me that the people that are all in the city that got the sickness... Well, no, because they were sicknessed by something else. And the Count... That's what I found very creative and cool in this episode also, is that you learn from the Count that everybody's getting sick because of this whatever flu virus symptom thing is. And the only thing to counteract it is Vertigo.
No, I thought it was... You got injected because he took the flu, because he actually put something into the flu shot.
He put something in the flu shot, and then you're getting sick, and then the only way you can get to relieve the pain, like he did to the assistant district attorney, is by Vertigo in the system.
Yeah, because you got addicted on the first shot. So it's like you're suffering from withdrawal.
See, I didn't know. See, that's not. Okay, see, Internet, I need your help now because I think I'm confused because, Wicked, you're saying, I thought it was just a regular flu virus something bad. And when the Count is talking to the camera, he's basically saying to the assistant district attorney, you want this pain to go away? You want this stuff? So I didn't know. So, yeah, I wasn't sure. So you're saying that the people that were in the flu truck were actually getting hit with Vertigo?
Yeah.
Okay. See, I don't think it was. So, Internet, help us. No, it's good. I thought it was something. That's why I found it very creative, that I thought that they were getting injected by something, and the only thing to fix this something was Vertigo. Supply and demand, but you're saying that it was already a small dosage of Vertigo, and the only way you could fix it was to get hit with another Vertigo.
Yeah.
So, Internet, help us. Jesus, if you're listening to this podcast, help us. Anybody else, let us know, because I'm confused now, and I get confused easily. Let's see here. Then we see that Felicity makes this call to Oliver, because I wonder how close the club was to the courthouse. Didn't it seem like Oliver was just like a hop skipping away?
Yeah.
Every
I'll be back, and I'm back. It's like, what?
It's like, Oliver's really, I mean, are you sure Oliver's not the Flash? Because this guy is this. So pretty much, Felicity calls Oliver, and we find out that Vertigo is in Diggs' system. And Diggs, I don't know. I just couldn't believe he was sick. He just didn't do a good job being sick.
He wasn't believable?
He wasn't believable. I don't know what it was. Every time I would see him, I'd be like, really, Diggs? Like, can you be a little bit more sick? I don't know. The last time everybody got, even when Arrow got sick with Vertigo.
Well, he was Special Forces, right? So I guess he was trying not to look weak in a way, maybe.
Okay, maybe that's what it was. Okay, and maybe that could be it, because I was just like, come on, Diggs, really?
I really think the Black Canary, like, hurt his ego.
She probably did, because Black Canary, oh yeah, I wouldn't doubt it. Poor Diggs. So then, of course, we get back to the court, and that's when we see Thea on the stand. And the assistant district attorney is asking, why did it take 5 months for you to get on the stand? Was it me, Wicked, or... I found this point just not even worth it. Like I didn't understand why the assistant district attorney was even asking why. I mean, anybody could sit there and say, you know what, the daughter was mad at her mom, and she just didn't want to see her mom in prison, and there you go. But I just didn't know why they were drilling it. And I get it. To kind of maybe think, but I don't know. I just, that scene right there for me, I just didn't believe either, like, Diggs' sickness.
Yeah, well, I meant, like, he was trying to push it onto the jury to see that even her own daughter know that she was in the wrong for what she did.
Right.
So, I meant, like, just, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. And I guess, and I get that, and I totally understand that. I just didn't understand why it was, I don't know. I just, and then Thea, she gets on my nerves, too. Maybe that's what it is. Maybe that's what it is. Thean mom.
She gets on everybody's nerves.
Oh, you were saying something about online,
yeah.
That on Twitter?
Well, everybody, no, on Twitter, on like different comic boards.
Right.
Like, everybody says that they don't like her.
They don't like her?
She's a horrible actor.
Oh, yeah. They're taking it there.
Yeah.
Like, she's not a good Thea.
No.
Yeah, and personally me, I don't have anything to go off of, you know, so I'm not familiar with the character from the comics, so I couldn't tell you if they're right or wrong. I just don't like Thea. I have nothing against the actress, because I don't know. But as for Thea, she's always like the victim, and and we get to that soon because, of what happens. So of course, that is when the assistant district attorney Adam pretty much falls out because he's gotten sick. So I guess he got the flu shot. So he falls out. While he falls out, bam, we get a flashback again, and Dr. Ivo is pissed off. And he's mad that he has not been able to find the bodies. Once he finds the bodies, he pretty much can't get the arrow, which has this stuff that Dr. Ivo wants. And as they're about to kill whatchamacallit, Oliver, Shadow and Slade show up and save the day. And something about Shadow I wanted to point out to you. And I'm still wondering about Arrow's outfit as well. Doesn't the hood get in the way when it comes to fighting?
Yeah, you would think it would.
This was the first time I've seen Shadow. She had the hood on, and when she was running, she was trying to, like, I don't know if you saw, like, she was trying to move it out of her face, like it was in her face. And I was like, yeah. And I still find it very hard that Arrow can fight and move around, because you would think, even though, like, when we wear a hoodie, the crap falls in front of my face, it falls to the side of my face, I don't know. But this was the first time that I saw that it got on my nerves on the hood, because I was like, why is Shadow wearing a hood?
I don't know. Maybe it, like, increases your vision somehow. Like,
maybe because it's the hood is covering your eyeballs. I don't know. Internet, what do you think? Is that true? I don't know. Is Shadow, now hear me out, is Shadow in the comics? Have you ever seen or heard anything about Shadow? I know that Slade turns to be Destro, right?
Deathstroke.
Deathstroke, or whatever his name is? Yeah, Deathstroke.
Yeah, Shadow, I think he is in it.
Yes, I don't know. I mean, while you're looking on the internet, we'll keep going. But yeah, I'm trying to figure out if that's how Shadow looked in the comics, wearing that hood. Oh, I don't know. So, of course, then we see the Count. We flash back to the district attorney, or the assistant district attorney, Adam, and he's in the ambulance. And, of course, we find out that the Count is driving the ambulance. Is that... So I'm looking on the internet. And she looks like a ninja.
Yeah.
She doesn't have a hood. She has a ninja mask on.
But you gotta think about it. I mean, these comics are made a long time ago.
I know, but yeah. I like the ninja mask better. Because then I could understand that she whoops butt.
And then the big old tattoo.
Yeah, it's hot and sexy. So, okay, and I'm seeing a picture there. Okay, well, then that makes kind of sort of sense. Maybe it's just the whole hood thing, and Arrow took the hood back in respect for Shadow, and that's why he dresses. I don't know. Internet, help us if that's if we're seeing an older picture, because this is the picture that we've seen here online. She has a ninja mask on, so I would like that look better. Then, of course, Well, we go back to court and we see Oliver and Mom and the lawyer sitting there talking, and the lawyer wants to put Mom on the stand, and the mom doesn't want to, and Oliver's saying that you should testify, and all that crap's going on, and it's just a big old hot mess there at court because we're trying to figure out how we're going to save Mom. And pretty much then, all of a sudden, in a flash, Oliver shows back up at the base, underground base at the club, and he pretty much sees Dig still sick and asks him about this antidote, and of course, it's not working. See? See? That's why I'm thinking it wasn't Vertigo. Okay, see? Because remember, hear me out, Wicked, I know you got that look on your face. She was like, because remember when Arrow was leaving, he was like, here, use this, I did this serum when we first fought Vertigo.
Yeah.
So then when he comes back, he was like, did the serum work? No, it didn't work.
Because Vertigo, I mean, Count, he revamped it.
Right.
He made it different because he knew about the counteract serum that Arrow had.
See, I'm thinking the reason why it didn't work is because it wasn't actually 100% Vertigo. It was something else, and the Vertigo was going to help it. Internet, help us. We're having a Vertigo debate here. We don't know what's going to... I don't know. So help us out here. Let's see here. Then, of course, the antidote doesn't work. And this is where the Count pretty much hacks into the TV networks and pretty much takes over and pretty much says his whole spiel. And then shows that he's actually got the assistant district attorney captive.
Man, what's up with the TV network? Why does it always get hacked? Is it easy to hack the TV network?
I don't know. Maybe you should try that. Try it and let me know if it happens. Because they do it all the time.
I like this movie.
No, don't play this no more. Let's play this. I don't know. I guess... Because he didn't seem like... Because if you look at the Count, even his setup when he was making the joke, he even said, like, I have this little setup here and it's not the greatest, blah, blah, blah. Like, it didn't look like he had capabilities of hacking.
Yeah.
So maybe it's from somebody else.
I don't know. Remember that guy in the subway? He hacked everything, didn't he?
Which guy?
The guy in the subway. Like, when he was killing people, he captured Roy at one time.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he was hacking into all the cameras and everything. But he had a big, giant setup in a subway train.
But, I mean, people are still hacking.
They really need to work on their network and their antivirus and their
network security.
Security. Someone needs to work on that city's
Felicity,
security.
Help them out.
The only person that you can't hack is Felicity. That's the only one. So you need to hire her, Starling City. So, of course, then once we see all that crap going on, we see Brother Love. Is that what I call him? What's his name?
Brother Blood.
Brother Blood. I don't know why I want to call him Brother Love, but Brother Blood is sitting with the district attorney and Laurel, and since Adam is pretty much out of commission, Laurel is told that she is going to be the new person handling the case, and of course she's like, what? I don't know. I'm good. And that's when Laurel finds the trump card that Adam had been talking about, this information that she can use. And see, right there as a district attorney, I would have been like, you can't handle this because you're too close to the family.
Yeah.
But see, you would have been like, go, take him out. You know what to do.
Yeah, because, I mean, you know their weaknesses.
Yeah, I know, but she just seems, I don't know if it's because she's still addicted to pills or alcohol, but she seems a little out of it right now.
She seems like she lost a lot of weight. She looks real skinny for some reason.
She does look a lot thinner, the actress does. Now, do you like her thicker or thinner?
Well, I just feel like she's doing that because, I mean, she's not eating and she's on drugs the whole
time. So she's really, like, going into her character.
Maybe.
That could be it. Because at first I noticed that she was actually looking... Because I like Laurel when she was thicker.
Yeah.
Like a thicker girl when she first came on season one. Don't get me wrong, I still like this Laurel. But maybe that is. Maybe it is because that's showing that she is kind of addicted to something. And of course, once we find out... We don't know what the trump card is, of course. But soon we find out. But then all of a sudden we get into the love bugs. And check this out.
I'm not going to hit you, Roy.
Try. I said hit me, right? Because that felt like, didn't really feel like anything.
Oh, God.
Better. But keep your wrist straight. Don't just use your arm. Put your entire body into it. Come on, again.
What was up with that scene there, DJ Wicked?
I mean, to me, like, he was training her. He's like, punch straight, don't punch her with the wrist or whatever.
Oh, my
so
God.
It's like,
right, you would say that, wouldn't you?
I know, but I mean, like, he's training her, so Teen Titans in the making.
Is that, she a Teen Titan?
That's what I heard.
Thea is a Teen Titan?
Yes.
No way.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Then she better get some balls, because she has no balls. How can you be a Teen Titan without any? And she's not even a teen. She's like an adult. She'll be adult Titans. So, okay, because, oh, man. Because Roy becomes a Teen Titan, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so, well, at least in the comics.
Yeah,
and we don't know. Everybody that's out there, like, why are you giving away stuff? It's online, and it could be right, or it could not be right. I mean, look at The Walking Dead. It doesn't follow the comics right away. So, on this podcast, we talk about everything and anything. And, okay, that may be, yeah, because, okay, maybe you make sense of that scene there. Because me, I was like, what? Here it is, Thea being a baby again, and then, you know, the boxing is going to help you. I don't know. I thought that was kind of bleh in that episode, that scene right there. Of course, then we, while all that crap's going on and Roy's trying to help out Thea, that's when we see pretty much Felicity trying to track and find out where this guy, this evil count, is at and where they can... and that's when they find out that Adam is pretty much... I think we talked about how Adam was being saved, but either way, I'm getting mixed up here. So Adam has a reflection in the eyeball, because of course Felicity can find it, because she's awesome. And so now that they know where the count is, while that's going on, Laurel arrives at the prison and pretty much tries to talk to Mom and tells her, like, yo, you can't get on the stand, because if you get on the stand, I'm going to have to say something. And the mom's like, I'm going to do it anyways, and you don't know what you're talking about. And she's like, bullcrappy, I know that you had an affair with Malcolm Merlyn. Bam! Laurel drops the bomb on that. Did we even know that she had an affair with Malcolm? Because I knew they kind of... I mean, I thought they kind of liked each other.
Yeah, you kind of saw it. I mean, you,
but I don't think I've ever seen...
They didn't really touch on it.
They didn't really touch on it. No. So they had a thing. A little thing.
Yeah.
And, of course, we find out that Oliver's dad had a little thing too with somebody else.
Yep.
I'm wondering who. Was it a regular girl? Or was it a superhero, Wicked?
I don't know.
Okay, maybe in your little computer right there, you knew that if the dad messed around with so-and-so. I don't know. Everybody's messing with everybody. So that's what happens. And we find out that Malcolm is having an affair. So Laurel does not want to drop that bomb on court. But it seems like Mom's like, I don't give a damn. So once that's going down, the Count is at his hideout, and Arrow shows up. Of course, that's when the Count realizes and says to Arrow that he has now a new rule of not killing anybody, which sucks. And, of course, Arrow, instead of shooting him with Arrow, makes an explosion and pretty much leaves the area with the assistant district attorney, so everything's peachy there.
And the Count was like, you took my heart.
I know.
Like, what?
He is kind of like, I don't know what about, I don't know if he's straight or gay, or he's like into Shakespeare.
Yeah.
Or I do like the Count, though. I do like how his little quirky sayings were, almost like the Joker, kind of.
Yeah.
Or the Riddler.
Yeah, the Riddler.
You know?
Because he was like a genius in his way.
Yeah. And almost like a Walter White from Breaking Bad. But super, you haven't watched Breaking Bad,
no,
have you
I haven't.
Yet? Jesus Christ, you need to watch Breaking Bad. So then we go back to Thea and Mom and Oliver, and they're talking. And, of course, you know, Thea, of course, I'm the baby. And the reason why you got to get on stand is to mess up my testimony. Because, of course, Thea kind of broke down and whatever. Of course, Mom then admits to Thea and to Oliver that she had an affair with Malcolm. And then, of course, Thea, how she is. She's like, I asked you last month and you told me no. So now she's mad again. Oliver's as cool as a cucumber. He's just chilling.
He's like, damn, my mom's a whore.
I think he was like, my dad was a pimp. So he's just chilling. Of course, Thea got to make a big issue about everything. And all that crap's going down. And, of course, then we see Mom on the stand. And that is when Laurel's questioning her and pretty much drops the bomb. So all the mess is out. She had an affair, blah, 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 and everything else. And while, of course, Oliver is out of the courtroom, kind of helping out his sister, that's when Laurel walks out and gets face to face with Oliver, and then she turns around and runs off, and then Oliver pretty much like, yo, chill out, I'm just coming to here to see how you're doing, and she's like, I can't believe how you could forgive me, wah, that's another one.
Yeah.
Laurel,
she feels like really bad.
It's the drugs.
Yeah.
It's the pills and alcohol.
Combination of everything.
And that's why she shouldn't have been. Maybe the district attorney was thinking like you. Like go in there and just do it.
I just feel like she has so much guilt, like, building up in her. I mean, she got to deal with Tommy, and then she got to deal with
it was Tommy's fault. It was her fault that Tommy died.
See? That's guilt. That's,
you know?
Guilt building up.
Sister, so maybe you should have been a better girlfriend, so Oliver wouldn't have cheated on you. Just saying.
Experiment more.
Exactly. Maybe she should have got on the internet a little bit more. Maybe Oliver wouldn't have done what he did. So all that crap's going down. We get a flashback. Shroom! And, of course, we see Slade, Shadow, and Oliver, and I guess they're about to. Oliver's about to get killed again, and that's when Slade and Shadow make the deal with the Jamaican pirates and Dr. Ivo. You know, switch us and blah blah blah, and everybody will be good. And we'll leave you alone. And of course, while all that commotion goes on, freaking Oliver grabs Sarah and grabs her, and they start running. And that's when they start running, and of course, the Jamaican pirate gets blown up and everything. And I guess Oliver's trying to save Sarah.
You're still calling them the Jamaican pirates?
The Jamaican pirates? Yeah. Because I didn't know what nationality was. And I'm thinking Captain Phillips or Tom Hanks. And I'm thinking, I don't want to say Somalian pirates. So he's Jamaican because he had an accent. I know, people. Just bear with me. So once that happens, they run off. Then we see Diggs and Felicity are pretty much trying to figure out how this virus is getting around. And that's when they find out that... it's a little trail in the city that it's the flu trucks, which I think, as a bad guy, that was very brilliant to have these flu trucks going around and injecting people. So, of course, then Diggs, how he is, Diggs is like, I'll go ahead and let me go. I'll go investigate. And the dude can't even walk.
I know.
Like, really, Diggs? Just sit down, wimp.
Try and be that tough guy, man.
Yeah, does Diggs turn into a superhero?
I don't know. I mean, like...
What about Nightwing? Blackwing? This is something...
See, like, the TV series is so different. Like, you really don't know what direction they're going to go.
Right.
They start giving you hints.
Interesting. Well, I don't know. I'm curious to see what's going to... I hope, because he's got to get... Well, he needs to do something to get his pride up, because Black Canary, like, definitely slapped him down. She kind of owed him. So then, of course, Felicity, my poor Felicity, she goes and investigates in the flu truck, and then bam, the Count finds her in the truck, snooping around and everything else. I was like, oh, my baby just got kidnapped. Then we go back into court, and that's when we find out that the lawyer's telling Oliver and Thea that the jury needs to come up with an answer right away because the judge wants to pretty much end this whole entire thing and get it over with. And then, of course, Oliver gets a call. But it's not a call from Felicity. It's actually from the Count. The Count has kidnapped my baby, my baby girl. And Oliver gets pissed off and decides to run out of there. And then, of course, Thea, where are you going?
Yeah, but did Felicity do that on purpose to get captured? I mean, like, why didn't she bring a weapon or something?
She can't fight.
I mean, she could have defended
herself.
My baby
can't fight.
Get a taser or something. Women carry tasers.
She was going to a flu truck.
So
maybe she didn't know that the Count was going to be there.
I know, but I mean, you still got to take something. You are, like, trying to look for vertigo.
Yeah. I don't know why you're coming down on my Felicity.
I'm just saying. She's a smart woman.
She is smart. She's awesome.
And she figures everything out.
She is, but she's not a fighter. She's a lover.
I know. Like me. That's what I'm saying. Like, what if she set that up so Oliver would save her? And she...
You really think that she purposely wanted to get kidnapped so that Oliver would come save her?
Yep.
Internet, what do you think, people? Do you think that? You think that's true? You can, that's a question. MikeTheMovieGuy@gmail.com. MikeTheMovieGuy@gmail.com. Let us know. Did Felicity get kidnapped on purpose to be saved by Oliver, a.k.a. Arrow? That's what we want to know. But I don't think so. I think that my poor girl, she went over there and she wanted to be a nice person and help out. And she walked in the flu truck. Hello. Nobody here. And then she was, and then bam.
I don't know.
So then we see that Oliver takes off from court and pisses off Thea and gets in his little Arrow suit. And then they go to, he goes to pretty much to the office, to the main building. And Quinn Enterprises, is that what it is? And they run into each other, and that's when we see my baby girl tied up in a chair, and the Count is pretty much telling Arrow that he doesn't like him. And then there's another person, admits that there's another person that really doesn't like him either, and of course, that's when Arrow always goes, who? And he doesn't tell him. Now, do you think it's Dr. Blood? Brother Blood?
I mean, it could be Brother Blood. It could be Ra's al Ghul. It's...
So you're thinking about a bunch of different other people.
Yeah.
Because, see, I'm thinking it's just brother blood.
And they also bring up the Hive in the last episode. So,
right.
So you got to think about what other supervillains are there.
Right. Okay, well, yeah. I mean, you know a lot more than I do when it comes to this stuff, so you're thinking, well, it could be this person. There's a long list of people that don't like Arrow. Me, Brother Blood, for the fact that, you know, he's just trying to get him out of there. And then, of course, all of a sudden, all this stuff happens, and my baby girl gets grabbed, and all of a sudden the Count is pretty much telling Arrow, I'm going to go ahead and stab her, and because I hate you, Arrow, and blah, blah, blah. And then what happens, Wicked? The Count is killed. Dun dun dun. And I love it because I even have it written here. Arrow is back.
Yeah.
I am so glad he shot the Count and killed him.
Why are you glad he kills? I mean, he made it.
Whoa.
It's like he made a
pact. I think he should be on my side.
I know, but he made like a pact for Tommy. Like,
screw Tommy! Screw Tommy! Plus, Felicity was in danger.
Yeah.
Okay, Felicity was in danger, and yeah, I just, that's not gonna, no way. She was in danger, and he needed to save her and everything else. But no, honestly, this whole righteous, I'm not gonna kill nobody, you gotta kill bad guys.
Yeah.
You gotta kill bad guys. Batman kills bad guys, Superman kills bad guys.
Well, the fact that he let him live, and this is what happened eventually, is like all the destruction he did to the city.
Right, if you would've killed him the first time, this crap wouldn't be happening. So, I don't know. I guess I do have the email, and I'm trying to figure out if I should read. No, not just yet. I got Anna's email here, and I'm going to wait. I've got a little bit more scenes, and then we do that. So, I was glad. I don't know about the internet. I don't know about y'all. I was glad he killed. So, when you saw that episode, you saw that part where he killed, were you like, oh, no, what about Tommy?
Nah, he had no choice.
Okay.
So, I was just like, all right, that's cool.
Okay, good. So I was like, yay, Arrow's back. He's going to start killing people. Because I like it when he kills people. And then we see the court back. And, of course, with a flash, Oliver, after killing him, gets back on and comes back. And he's back at court. And Thea's mad, like, I can't believe you left. What happened to Mom? Whatever. And then I guess she kind of sees that Oliver's kind of messed up in the head since he killed somebody.
Yeah.
And so then she kind of snaps out of it and is like, okay, it's not all about me, wah, wah, wah. And then we find out, dun, 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 that the verdict's in, and Mom is innocent, not guilty, acquitted for all her charges. Now, what did you think about that, Wicked? Did you immediately think, this is fishy?
Yes.
Did you think, now we know what happens in the end, which we'll talk about, but at that point right now when you found innocent, did you think Malcolm had something to do with it?
I didn't know if it was Malcolm. I just felt like it was had to be somebody.
Well, because, you know, we talked about that in previous podcasts. Yeah. Like, she's not going to stay in prison. No. Somehow, you said that she was going to either escape. I don't know if we said about getting all charged, but something was happening where she wasn't going to be. I couldn't be blessed. I wanted her to stay in prison.
Yeah.
But we kind of had an idea that she was going to be getting out. We just didn't know how. So, of course, she's all taken out of there. And then, of course, Oliver shows up at the base with a flash, and is pretty much telling everybody that, you know, he knows down in his Arrow gut that it doesn't feel right. This whole verdict doesn't feel right. That something's up and something's very fishy. And so that's when he pretty much tells, you know, everybody that, you know, he's got to hang out with his family, you know, through these times, and everybody, his mom's back, and he tells Diggs to go home, and of course he tells, which Diggs has no hesitation. He's like, peace, I'm out of here.
Yeah.
And then Felicity wants to talk to him, and I think you got something to hear about my baby right here that happened.
Oliver, I just wanted to say thank you.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry.
For what?
I got myself into trouble again, and you killed him.
Don't.
You killed again, and I am sorry that I was the one to put you in a position where you had to make that kind of choice.
Felicity.
Not her fault.
He had you and he was going to hurt you. There was no choice to make.
Kiss her. Oh, that moment, dude, I thought they were going to kiss.
Nah.
Now, hold on. Are you saying nah because you don't want them to kiss, or nah, it wasn't time?
I'm saying nah because I already know what's going to happen.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, that's okay. Well, then that's pretty the reason why, but... Like, for me, I was like, come on. But you know what? Felicity, she's such a good girl, and he's just not a good boyfriend right now because he's got to fight crime.
Yeah.
Distractions. Look at Peter Parker and that snatch that always messed up with his freaking head. You know? So that was a tender moment right there. I really thought they were going to make out. It's obvious you can tell that Felicity likes him, and she has the feelings for him. I do have the email from my friend Anna. She is a big fan, and we're trying to get her on the show, and she sent an email all the way. This email here, dude, is all the way from Sydney, Australia. What do you think about that?
I think that's pretty awesome.
Pretty awesome. Anna from Sydney, Australia. You can check her out on Twitter at Traveler15. She does a lot of the write-ups and reviews for Arrow and the Tomorrow People on the VRO.com. And like I said, we're trying to get her on the show. I'm trying to work out that hour stuff. But she did have some stuff here. One of the things that I want to talk about, she wrote here. She's like, she knows that I'm a fan of Felicity as well as she is. And she's like, at least after last week's episode, you can tell that the both of them have feelings for each other. Would you say that's true?
Yeah.
Okay, good. I would agree. Oliver would do anything for Felicity when rescuing her by the killer, the Count, when he could do when he could have done that earlier when he found his drug manufacturing facility and saved Donner. So I guess, let's say, it seems like she's saying that he could have taken out the Count before.
Yeah.
So I don't know. The choice was easy when it came to her. I hope we get to see a relationship grow. No doubt there will be jealousy in the next episode with the Flash coming into it.
Yep.
So she knows something like you know something. So you're telling me Flash is going to start flirting with my Felicity?
She's going to start taking the liking to Flash.
Oh, and that's where that jealousy is going to be coming.
Yep.
See, and that's going to mess with Arrow's head. And Arrow can't catch Flash because he's too fast.
Or it's probably going to make it easier on him.
That is true. That is true. That is true. So, yeah. So, I'm looking at it here, and I'm wondering, Oliver could have done anything for Felicity when rescuing her or the killing of the Count, but he could have done that earlier, and the choice was easy when it came to her. I think when it does come to saving Felicity, Arrow doesn't hesitate.
No, he doesn't.
Hence the reason why he likes her.
Remember the island when he swung down?
Hello? He had no shirt on and khaki pants on.
I just feel like she likes being saved.
She really likes him. And that part there was really, I was like, really, Oliver? You don't have any dirt on your face and you're swinging through a tree? And we always talk about that on that episode. So pretty much that happens. And so I don't think that Felicity should be feeling bad at all. She was trying to do his job and went into the, and yeah, you got that look on your face like, whatever, Gary's done gone. We wouldn't have this problem.
I know.
So, of course, then we get a flashback. And that's where we get a flashback to the island. And we see Shadow talking with Oliver and everybody else. And I know you got something for that, too, this flashback.
A Kaiju-class Japanese submarine, which ran aground here during World War II.
What do these guys want with a 70-year-old sub?
The sub isn't important, but what's on it? It'll save the human race.
And save him.
Oh, now I know that was a clip that you like particularly.
Yeah.
Now why you? I know I have the email here from Jesus where we talk about he brings us a little to light of all the stuff that's going down here. Now is there anything particular that you liked about this clip?
Well, it just shows like the making of Deathstroke, like how Deathstroke got his powers.
So Slade is Deathstroke.
Yeah.
And I'm assuming that they do. I mean, it sucks that we're. I mean, I guess this might be a spoiler. I don't know, but it's. I mean, anybody that. I mean,
if you read the comics, you
really
know
what's going on.
Yeah.
As a fan like myself who doesn't read the comics, I'm glad that Slade is gonna live because I like Slade.
Yeah.
So of course we have an email here from a little breakdown from Jesus. He's a writer for iWatchMike.com. He's also got his own blog called Dysfunctional.com, and he wrote us. And this is basically some of the knowledge that he knows about the comics. And, of course, if there's other comic book fans out there, let us know if we're going in the right direction. If not, I totally understand. You know, just do your thing. So he put Slade, a.k.a. Deathstroke, in the comics, has a generation factor. He can heal from his list of wounds like Wolverine, and as long as his brain is intact. What kind of crap is that?
Yeah, it's pretty crazy.
Like, as long as his brain is... So it means if he gets his arm cut off, he can regenerate. As long as his brain...
Yeah.
That's a superhero. That's a serious superhero right there. He is also one of the main villains. Oh, man. He's a villain. For Robin, Dick Grayson, who becomes Nightwing, the Teen Titans, and the Black Canary. So he's going to be a serious bad guy.
Yeah.
Deathshot fakes his death many times to keep his family safe. He keeps the heat off of them from Green Arrow, who in the comic books gets tricked to protect Deathshot's daughter. Deathshot has an association with Catwoman, Mockingbird, who is revealed to be Lex Luthor, the Joker, Harley Quinn, and Bane. Hive was established by Deathstroke's ex-wife, Adeline Wilson. Who's the chick that's the reporter? That's not the same chick, is it?
No.
Okay. Who was a military fighting instructor. Hive members include Ra's al Ghul. So he's part of the Hive. They're all these are all comic-based storylines I remember. If there are more assassins, you may get Bane, Copperhead, and maybe Croc from the Batman universe. So a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
See, that's system overload for me. That's just too many characters for my head. Like, I mean, just stick to what I have right now. But it seems like, so basically, this show could really go into some serious characters.
Yeah. I mean, it's stuff that they always wanted to talk about.
Right. So, all right.
This whole TV series is supposed to be a Batman TV series. You know that, right?
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah, but they couldn't do it.
They couldn't do the Batman.
No.
So they did Arrow.
Yeah.
Ah. Well, I mean, this is perfect here. I mean, they have a lot of characters and a lot of cool stuff that I remember. As a kid, I don't remember DC and Marvel. They were all superheroes to me. You know, I didn't know that Spider-Man was over here and Batman was over here. Yeah, I was never...
A different world.
No, it was Super Friends, Justice League, Wonder Twins, Activate, you know, Superman, yeah, Wonder Woman, all that stuff and everything else. I didn't know they had different... I just knew the good guys and there was the bad guys.
Yeah.
Green Lantern was green, What's-His-Face was yellow. And the rings. You know, there was the evil Superman and the good Superman. That's how it's on. So then, of course, we get into that after that clip right there. It's obvious that they're going to find that. It's obvious that they're going to find that the submarine and the antidote because everybody's got to. I mean, Slade's got to heal.
Yeah.
So the only way they're going to heal is to find the stuff. Now that they have the coordinates are now on this arrowhead. So now they have everything they need. Now, my question to you is Sarah, a.k.a. the Black Canary, going to help them find the submarine and do all this stuff? Or do you think she's going to be on Dr. Ivo's side?
I just feel like she's still on Dr. Ivo's side. I think she's still pissed off at Oliver for some reason.
You think?
Yeah, man. Like, you could tell.
I don't know. I don't know if Sarah's just mad because she's turned off all her emotions and she just doesn't have any feelings towards anybody. It makes her seem like she's a bitch. But, I mean, she can't be mad at Oliver. He thought she drowned.
Yeah.
And they just saved her right now.
Or maybe she's just thinking the whole time, like, how am I going to go back and tell my sister? Or my sister already knows that I was on the ship and it wrecked, so I can't go back.
Yeah,
I gotta stay with
maybe she's just kind of, like, pissed off that she, I don't know. She doesn't seem like she has a chip on her shoulder.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie. She didn't seem like she was very excited that freaking Oliver grabbed her from Dr. Ivo, but I don't know. So, of course, after that episode right there, we see Brother Love, a.k.a. Brother Blood. he's pretty pissed off. He's watching the TV and sees that the Count is pretty much dead. He's got three arrows in his chest. And it's obvious that he says right there, you know what? I brought him here to fish out the arrow and kill the arrow. And now the guy is... now Arrow is back to killing. So I know that Brother Blood is pretty pissed off about that. And then, of course, Mr. Bad Cop... We don't know who he is. We just know that he's on the force and he's on the bad side. Walks in the office, pretty much says everything is ready to go. And then, of course, Brother Blood puts on his mask. What is the mask? It seems like a predator. It looks like the predator.
Yeah, I'm not sure what that was, the mask.
Yeah, it seems like little predator or things. I don't know what kind of mask that is. If anybody knows, let us know. So he opens up his little cabinet, puts on his little mask, and he goes there, and then he sees these four guys sitting in a chair who look like they're in the episode of The Walking Dead because they got blood coming out of their eyes.
I was wondering if you were going to say that.
It did, because I looked, I was like, oh my God, they got the virus. They're going to turn into zombies. We have zombies in Arrow. No, I wasn't that lucky. And of course, Brother Blood asks Brother Cyrus, how are you feeling? And he's like, I feel strong.
Yeah.
So I'm assuming this serum. Is this the same serum on the submarine?
I mean, it has to be.
It has to be, right?
Yeah.
We're getting the flashbacks because they're looking for it, so it's obvious they found it, and they're making some type of super soldiers like Captain America.
Yeah.
Okay, so yeah. So once that happens, it's obvious that Brother Cyrus is going to be a pain in the ass to Arrow because he's got superhuman strength, so that's going to be a bummer. And then, of course, we see Mom coming out of the courtroom, and this little poor little Asian guy is like, Mrs. Quinn, come with me. I got your car here. They get in the car, and she's like, smell in the air. She's like, it feels good to be free. And then all of a sudden, she tells the driver, take the freeway. It'll be faster. And he's like, sorry, ma'am. I've got strict orders to take you somewhere else. And all of a sudden, they drive into this parking lot, and she gets out, and all of a sudden, she's like, what are we doing here? And he's like, I got her. And then all of a sudden, something happens to this poor little Asian guy.
Oh.
Hello, Moira.
Poor Asian guy.
Oh, you're horrible. I said you were dead.
There are parts of the world where death is an illusion. I've been to one. I learned to be very convincing. But I returned because you needed my help.
Help?
With your trial. You didn't think that jury acquitted you without a little persuasion.
Hell no!
What do you want, Malcolm?
I still have resources in Starling. Associate. Including one in the DA's office. I followed Mr. Donner's investigation of you with interest. The ease with which you lied about us for years, it made me wonder whether you'd lied to me.
No. No.
It was a matter of a simple surreptitious genetics test to confirm my suspicions.
Don't.
Imagine my joy at learning that Thea is my daughter.
He is the father! Malcolm is back, and of course, Thea is the daughter of Malcolm and Mom.
Man, the whole thing, like when he said
you thought of Maury, didn't you? I thought about Maury too.
Well, yeah, but then I thought of Tommy and Thea when they had that moment outside the club. Remember when they almost didn't they kiss? Or they
did
almost
they almost kiss?
Kiss?
I think they did.
Did they kiss?
Wait, hold on.
Oh.
I think they flirted with each other. Ooh.
Yeah.
Oh, Tommy. See, that's why I don't like Tommy.
But Tommy didn't know it was Thea going to get for him.
Yeah, that's true. Oh, yeah, she did talk kind of, they were kind of flirting.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, did they know? They didn't know they were brother and sister. Sick bastards. So what do you think? I think that's going to turn out. We all know now that Thea, you think, okay, well, here we go. You know how Thea is. She's very chemically imbalanced. Wah, wah, wah. You think she's going to flip out on Mom?
Yeah. I mean,
it's obvious the Mom's known this whole time.
Yeah.
Oh, Mom's got secrets.
Man, I feel like she had like a deeper relationship with Malcolm this whole entire time.
Yeah, well, it's not just a fling. I mean, no, it just seems like Mom's kind of holding some crap back. I honestly feel that Mom, I agree, Mom knows and has been involved with Malcolm for a lot longer and a lot deeper. So the Mom's screwed now. So I don't know what's going to happen. How do you think Oliver's going to take?
When you find out about
Thea.
He's going
to be like, okay, cool. Albers is cool. Cucumber.
I mean, he loves Thea. I mean, I don't know what's going to happen with that, though.
Oh, dude, she's going to flip the hell out.
Yeah.
And Mom's screwed. I don't know what to say, but yeah, that's not going to be a good thing. And that's pretty much how the episode ended. I do have an email here, another part of Anna from Sydney, Australia. She put here the end twist with Moria's mom, I call her. I can never pronounce her name. Getting a not guilty on all accounts was a shock. When we know she is guilty. Damn right she's guilty. To find out that Malcolm Merlyn is still alive and pulled some strings to save her. Does he still have feelings for her, or is it because we learn that Thea is his daughter? So do you think Malcolm still has feelings for her?
It seems like he does.
I would agree. I think he does. Especially got all his feelings all hurt. He's like, you didn't admit, and it's been longer, so...
Yeah.
You know, so I think... And he was already crazy for her anyways. I think knowing that Thea is the daughter, he's really going to be like, that's my daughter. I'm going to train. Maybe that's who trains her to be the Teen Titan.
Maybe.
She's got to get some kind of training. Maybe Dad's going to train her.
That'd be kind of cool.
He didn't train Tommy. Tommy was a wuss.
Yeah, he was.
I think he would. I could see him training Thea just for the fact that a girl should protect herself, blah, 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 blah.
Hmm.
Yep. And he knows that who Oliver is. He knows he's Oliver's arrow.
Yeah.
What better way to avenge your brother than have your somewhat sister train and fight you? Oh, how do you like that bomb right there, DJ Wicked? She also put here, how will that affect the relationship between Mom and Thea now if she finds out that Merlin is the father? Which we already discussed. I think she's going to flip out.
Yeah.
I think she's going to go crazy, bat crap on Mom. It's going to be a hot mess. I wouldn't doubt her leaving and going, I'm going to go live with Malcolm. But then now she's going to be like, well, Malcolm killed my dad. But he's not really my dad. You're my dad. See, it's a big old mess. Hot mess.
Yeah.
An episode of Maury slash with a sprinkle of Jerry Springer. So that's what she had here. Before I end it, though, I do have a question for our from Anna to us. She put, if the Count knew about who Oliver is as Arrow, does Blood know as well? What do you think?
See, I think the Count figured it out because the way his mind thinks,
right.
he puts everything together.
Right.
But I don't think he had a chance to tell
Brother Blood.
Yeah. Before his death.
Yeah, I don't think either. I don't think so either.
Because his whole thing was that, oh, Arrow doesn't kill anymore. I have time to tell him properly. Maybe, I don't know.
Yeah, maybe he didn't think that he was going to get some arrows in his chest. And that was going to happen. So so that question there, Anna. I don't think Blood knows. I think that if Blood did know, then Blood would have made it very public on that screen, going, you know what?
But in the comics, they say Brother Blood is very manipulative. Like he can manipulate people into doing certain things for him.
Hmm.
So maybe he does know.
I guess we'll have to find out. I don't think at this point he knows. What do you think? Right now, sitting in front of me, do you think Blood knows?
I think there's a possibility.
Okay, you say possibility, I say no, I don't think so. Not yet. It's going to come. He's going to find out, but I don't think so. Because now everybody's starting to find out who Arrow is. They're starting to let it leak out the bag a little bit. And of course, that's it pretty much for this podcast for Arrow, State versus Queen. I know that the series is going to be coming back December 4th because of all the Thanksgiving holidays and stuff like that. Before we play that last clip of what's going to happen when it returns, how can people get in touch with you, DJ Wicked?
You can check me out on Twitter at DJWKD23, and that's my Instagram as well.
Cool. And for me, oh, don't forget, I mean, mixing, where they can download your mixes.
Oh, my Podomatic, it's DJWKD.podomatic.com.
Cool. And then every Wednesdays, you're mixing on HoustonDJNetwork.com.
Yeah.
Go on there. I think it's Wicked Wednesdays. I think he mixes from 3 to 8. You can check out all his mixes there. It's an online radio station. Boom. That's how you can listen and reach out and do your thing with DJ Wicked. For me, you can follow me on Twitter at MikeTheMovieGuy. Also, MikeTheMovieGuy is my Instagram. Don't forget to check out my blog, iWatchMike.com. I've got reviews, DVD reviews, giveaways. I have all these recaps. Big shout-outs to my peeps over at Variety Radio Online who share our stuff. They also air the show. Make sure you check them out at thebro.com. That's thebro.com. Also, check out their Twitter. Follow them at thebro. Like their Facebook page, Variety Radio Online. Also, they have blogtalkradio.com/Variety Radio Online. You can check out all the shows, including this one, Walking Dead, Sons of Anarchy, the originals of Vampire Diaries, Scandal, all that stuff. Check it out, blogtalkradio.com/Variety Radio Online. And much love, big shout-outs to Jesus, dysfunctional.com. You can also follow him on Twitter, at dysfunctional. He's one of the guys that sent his email in, and of course I can't forget about Anna out there in Sydney, Australia. Make sure you follow her at traveler15 on Twitter. And don't forget the VRO.com. She does reviews for Arrow and Tomorrow People. That's pretty much it. We're out of here. We'll come back when the show comes back. And we'll leave you with this. Wicked, do your thing.
Can't fight what's coming.
Introduce yourself.
He is extremely dangerous. We can't save him.
I know someone who can.
Barry, Allen, Crime Scene Investigation Unit.
Arrow, the two-part mid-season finale, begins Wednesday, December 4th.